good question. It's about the services between, for example, high speed and the regional. So as I told to you, in terms of ticketing, both company you can buy on the board, there's a website, and you can buy a single ticket, even if, as I told before, there's a problem in terms of if a train is delayed. The other element is, then I will arrive to the end of your question, that the high speed in Italy is quite different, for example, from France and Spain, because we have a mixed use of the network. Probably when you're traveling from Milano to Venice, you think that you are traveling on board of high-speed train because it's a high-speed train, but the line is a traditional line. So just between Milano and Brescia is high-speed line, 250. From Brescia to Padova, that is the majority of the strength, is 160, 180 kilometers per hour, so it's a traditional line. And Padova to Venice, that is very short, is still 250. So it's the majority of the service, or a lot of the services right now, is running on the high-speed line plus the traditional line. The same when you travel from Venice to Rome. You have Venice to Bologna is a traditional line, and then it's going on the high-speed line. So the first element that we saw from the competition between the two operators, that they try to expand their network. So it's not just Milano to Rome that we have a lot of connectivity. Right now there's some trains that continue to Reggio Calabria. Reggio Calabria is the point of the south of the Calabria that is more than 400 kilometers from Salerno. But you have connectivity with high-speed train coming from Turin, both from Trenitalia and Italo. So the first element that we expand a lot of the network of high-speed trains on traditional line. So we have connectivity to Trieste, we have connectivity to Bolzano, to Bergamo, to Genova, to Reggio Calabria, and so on, where there's not high-speed line. So they are using the high-speed train, a part on the high-speed line, but then going on traditional. So this is a little bit different. And this is quite interesting elements. So better connectivity for the country with the good quality in terms. There are new trains, high-speed train, and so on. The other element is the connectivity. So there's several problems right now in terms of connectivity. The first is punctuality. Punctuality in Italy is under pressure in the last two years. Why? Because we have a lot of work due to the recovery fund that is named PNRR in Italian. That means that they are making investment for 30 billion of euro until 2026, June 2026. That means that many lines are closed or many buffer are closed. Just last weekend, it was like problems on the main line Milan to Rome, on the Direttissima from Florence to Rome, because they were changing some small things close to Rome, so there was a big problem. So punctuality is a very important element, as we know from Switzerland, in terms of to have a good connectivity. The other element is capacity congestion. In the main station in Rome right now, Roma Termini, you have 1,000 train per day, 1,000 train per day, 650 trains are regional train, 300 trains are high-speed train. What is the problem? That there's not any more capacity in Roma Termini. So to have a good connectivity, you have to be in the same station. And probably in the next years, if you want to increase the numbers of high-speed train, there will be not enough space for the regional train. So this is another problem that we have to solve. What is the, from my experience speaking with the CEO of the infrastructure manager and so on, is there some action that could be taken? For example, there's some trains in this big train, like Roma Termini or Milano, there are 27, 28 platform, okay? So very big. There's some trains that are crossing all the station because it's coming from the north, and then they have to go, for example, to Fiumicino, that is the airport. They are crossing all the stations, so they cut the capacity for the station for 5 minutes. And some train, regional train, entering the station, they stay 3 hours, and then they go out. So you have to optimize, as in the airports, optimize the space and the time that you have in the station. A train can stop 3 hours at the platform because there's no any capacity anymore if we want better connectivity, better punctuality, and so on. So there's many steps to do to arrive to this kind of real integration, but you have to solve the problem of punctuality, you have to solve the problem of capacity, and right now we are just, just moving because there are new entrants with SNCF. We have 12 new trains from Italy, from Italo, 46 new trains from Frecciarossa 1000, So there will be a problem of capacity. So to solve of this, then we can arrive to a better system in terms of integration between regional and high-speed line. Thank you.